With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a student opened fire at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin today, killing a teacher and a student before committing suicide. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes tells WKOW-TV when officers arrived on the scene, they found multiple shooting victims.
Around 10:57 a.m., officers responded to an active shooter. They responded per our protocol. They found the person who they believe was responsible, who was down, deceased. We know that it's juvenile. We know that there are other persons who have lost their lives.
Police say other people were hurt with injuries ranging from minor to life-threatening. President-elect Trump held his first news conference since his election last November. Trump says the Biden administration is selling off parts of border wall that were bought but not installed during his term.
The administration is trying to sell it for 5 cents on the dollar, knowing that we're getting ready to put it up. And what they're doing is really an act. It's almost a criminal act. They know we're going to use it, and if we don't have it, we're going to have to rebuild it, and it'll cost double what it cost years ago, and that's hundreds of millions of dollars.
He also weighed in on other topics, saying the country was not going to lose the polio vaccine, and weighed in on the flurry of drone sightings over New Jersey. The press conference was held at Mar-a-Lago. TikTok is asking the Supreme Court to step in on an emergency basis to block the federal law that would ban the popular platform in the United States unless its China-based parent company agrees to sell it. Company lawyers and China-based ByteDance on Monday urged the justices to act before the law's January 19th deadline. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 110 points. This is SRN News. Evangelical Christians voted for President Trump in big numbers again.
The Public Religion Research Institute has released its final analysis of the 2024 election, and as expected, white evangelical Protestants were a critical part of Mr. Trump's winning coalition. 85% of them cast ballots for the president, as did 64% of Hispanic Protestants and 59% of white Catholics. Mr. Trump also took 57% of white mainline Protestant voters. Kamala Harris won big amongst atheists and non-religious people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria after independent experts found there was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing the medication. The decision is a major blow to the transgender agenda and reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such treatments for children. The decision extends an emergency ban. This is SRN News. Indiana officials are preparing to execute the state's first death row inmate in 15 years.
Joseph Corcoran was convicted in 1999 in the fatal shootings of his brother and three other men. If Corcoran is put to death as scheduled Wednesday, it will be the state's first execution since 2009. Corcoran's attorneys have asked a federal court to stay his execution, arguing it would be unconstitutional because he has a serious mental illness. Indiana officials have refused to discuss how they obtained the sedative used for this lethal injection. John Scott reporting.
Starting in September of 2027, all new passenger vehicles in the U.S. will have to sound a warning if rear seat passengers don't buckle up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said Monday it's finalized the rule. It also requires longer warnings when front seat belts aren't fastened. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.